Hey everyone, Rachel Carter here, and welcome back to Digital Poison. Ever feel like your phone has more control over you than you have over it? You know that sinking feeling when you realize you've spent an entire evening scrolling through social media, accomplishing nothing but a slightly sore thumb? Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're diving deep into creating sustainable digital habits routines that actually work for the long haul, because let's be real, a one-week detox doesn't cut it in this hyper-connected world. We're talking about building a relationship with technology that's balanced, healthy, and empowers you, not controls you. Ready to reclaim your time and attention? Let's do this. First up, awareness is key. You gotta know where you're at before you can change anything. Track your screen time for a week, seriously, don't just estimate. You might be surprised by how many hours are disappearing into the digital void. Next, identify those sneaky time wasters. Are you constantly checking email even when you don't need to? Spending way too long on YouTube rabbit holes? This isn't about demonizing tech, it's about understanding your patterns and pinpointing where you can make changes. Speaking of changes, let's talk about intentionality. Before you reach for your phone, ask yourself, do I really need to be here right now? 9 times out of 10, the answer is no. Instead of mindlessly scrolling, decide beforehand what you want to achieve with your digital time. Are you looking to learn something new? Connect with a friend? Catch up on the news? Having a purpose will help you stay focused and avoid getting sucked into those endless feeds. Now let's talk about boundaries. This is where things get real. Decide on specific times when you'll disconnect, maybe during meals, an hour before bed, or even just 30 minutes every afternoon to recharge. Treat these tech-free periods like sacred appointments. Tell your friends and family about your new routine so they understand why you might not be instantly available. And yes, it takes practice. It's going to feel weird at first, but trust me, the benefits are worth it. Remember those mindful moments we talked about. Cultivate them. Instead of passively scrolling, actively engage with the content you consume. Read articles critically, comment thoughtfully, and share things that truly resonate with you. By being more intentional with your digital interactions, you'll not only feel more present, but also contribute to a more meaningful online experience. Lastly, don't forget to celebrate your wins. Every time you resist the urge to check your phone during a meal, every time you spend an hour reading a book instead of scrolling, give yourself a high five. You're building a new relationship with technology, one that empowers you to live a more balanced and fulfilling life. Keep pushing forward, keep celebrating those wins, and remember you've got this. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at your favourite cafe enjoying a delicious latte. You could easily be tempted to pull out your phone, but instead, you choose to soak in the atmosphere, people watch, and maybe even strike up a conversation with someone nearby. That's the power of intentionality, turning something mundane into a mindful experience. You're taking control of your digital life and creating space for real-world connections and experiences. Isn't that amazing? Remember, building sustainable digital habits is a journey, not a race. It's about finding what works for you, celebrating small victories, and keeping the bigger picture in mind. So keep exploring, keep experimenting, and most importantly, keep prioritizing your well-being. Ready to take action? Share this episode with someone who might benefit from these tips, maybe a friend struggling with phone addiction or a family member always glued to their screen. Let's start a conversation about creating a healthier digital world together. And don't forget, keep those screens down and your spirits up. See you in the next episode of Digital Poison.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.